when you focus on the breath, try to stay there. The longer you can stay there, the more impact it's going to have on the mind. If you touch the breath for a bit and then go off and think about something else and come back and touch it for a little bit, it's like watching a TV show. When you come into the room, go out for a while, come back in, you're not sure what happened in the meantime. And the breath just becomes one more place for you to visit in the course of the day. And you don't really know what's going on inside the mind. If you stay with the breath, you know what's going on because you're right here. It's like staying in the room all the way through the show. You do something, you start seeing the results. And you can connect them. Okay, this came from that, and that came from this. You catch things a lot more quickly. Subtle things that you would have missed. Again, it's like watching a TV show. If you sometimes later in the show, they'll have a subtle reference to something that happened earlier before, and if you weren't there, you don't know what it's referring to. But if you're there, you know, this is what this means, this is what this is connected to. Because it's seeing the connections in the mind that makes all the difference. We understand, okay, this action leads to this result, so I better, if I don't like this result, I better not do this action again. If you don't see the connection, well, you're not so sure. You can go back and do the same action again and again and again, denying the connections. You never really learn that way. But if you're right here, you begin to see, okay, when I do this, this comes about as a result. When I change my perception, this happens. When I change the way I think, this happens. You see the connections, and if it's anything that you don't like, okay, then you can remember that. Okay, I did this, and these were the results. Do I want to do that again? Well, no, I don't want those results again. This is something you've learned from yourself, and it has a lot more power. So try to stay right here, and staying is what's going to make the difference. Sometimes people say, well, I stay here, nothing seems to happen. Well, you're there when things are going to happen. You can't determine ahead of time that spring is going to come at a certain time or summer is going to come at a certain time. You're there, you're waiting for it, and you're ready for it when it comes. And that's what matters, that you put yourself in the right position. You have the right questions in hand. And then things become a lot clearer. And it really will have an impact on the mind, an impact that will change your habits, which is what the meditation is all about, learning how to change your unskillful habits and replace them with skillful ones. So it starts with this skill, learning how to stay here and stick with it, with a sense of ease, but also with a sense of being really on top of things so that the slightest little movement in the mind doesn't go unnoticed.